Here in the U.S., the surviving partners of lesbians and gay men who died in the September 11th attacks fear they won't be able to claim a share of the federal Victims Compensation Fund. Rules for the fund, announced Thursday, don't specifically mention whether same-sex partners of victims are eligible. Although gays and lesbians will probably be covered under rules for all domestic partners, they still face some unique problems. From Washington, NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
Gay rights activists say they're happy that a door has been left open for same-sex partners to file claims with the Federal Victim Compensation Fund. They just don't know if it's been left open wide enough. They say gays and lesbians whose partners left wills are okay. The wills entitle them to apply to the fund. And another group, those whose partners lived in New York, will be helped by a proclamation issued by New York Governor George Pataki. He made it clear the state will help longtime domestic partners of World Trade Center victims. But there's a third group, according to David Smith of the Human Rights Campaign.
We're worried about those families, especially if there is a biological family member who is estranged from the couple and the surviving partner, or if there's some sort of dispute and they believe they deserve a claim. There could be problems there, and these guidelines don't address that.
Smith says those types of disputes would be heard first in courts in the victims' home states, and most states don't have laws recognizing domestic partnerships, let alone same-sex domestic partnerships. That prospect frightens Peggy Neff, who lives in Maryland. Neff lost her partner of 18 years, Sheila Hain, in the Pentagon on September 11th. Hain did leave a will naming Neff as her beneficiary, but Neff worries about same-sex partners without wills, who will have to turn to state courts if families cut them out of the victim's compensation fund.
That scares the hell out of me. If they turn it over to the home state, and yes, they're acceptance of us is pretty limited out there.
Neff was relieved to find out that the special master of the Victim Compensation Fund, attorney Kenneth Feinberg, can overrule the states. But in unveiling the regulations for the fund, Feinberg didn't seem too enthused about that prospect.
I cannot get involved in family squabbles state to state as to who's the personal representative, who can speak for the victim.
It's not clear how many same-sex partners are on shaky legal ground. The Empire State Pride Agenda says 24 gay partners have stepped forward so far. Two-thirds of them live in New York, so they would be covered by Governor Pataki's proclamation. But the others had partners who came from at least a half dozen other states, most of which don't have domestic partner laws. David Smith of the Human Rights Project says their situation highlights the need for more states to enact domestic partnership laws.
September 11th has taught us a number of things. One of those things is that the inequities of our legal system as it relates to recognizing relationships between two people of the same sex, the lack of that recognition causes enormous pain when faced with such tragedy, because you have to jump across higher hurdles. The law does not recognize the relationship. Aid and relief is not there because, in terms of the law, the relationship is invisible. And it is quite painful.
This lack of clear state laws looks likely to bring tremendous pressure on Special Master Feinberg, who may find himself in the middle of some of those family squabbles, whether he wants to be or not. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.